Greetings to all you homebodies out there. I hope all is well with your souls, and we're very pleased to be with you today, and we're united in God's love and joy and looking forward to a wonderful Sabbath day. During trying times, brethren, there is one place that can bring us peace of mind, comfort, perseverance, and ongoing hope, and that is the words of our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our elder brother. So let's begin by reading Proverbs 3, verses 21 to 24, and I'll be reading from the Revised Standard Version. My son, preserve sound wisdom and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life to you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Toshia is the Hebrew word for wisdom and is the essence or substance of a thing. The essence is true knowledge and understanding that can only come from God. Mizema is the Hebrew word for discernment and is the resolution or purpose formed in reference to something that is good or excellent. Adam Clark's commentary states, to acknowledge God as the author of all good is the toshia, the essence of a good man's creed. To resolve to act according to the directions of his wisdom is a mizema, the religious purpose that will bring good to ourselves and glory to God. These bring life to the soul and are ornamental to the man who acts in this way. By exercising godly wisdom and using it to discern the truth and making proper decisions, we are told that we are less likely to fall into temptations or errors in judgment. We are also more likely to not be fearful of the enemy, be anxious, or disturbed by a guilty conscience. In this scripture, Solomon is also instructing us to remain focused on the important matters of life and to not fall into spiritual apathy. Let's take a closer look at the process of discernment as it involves several component parts. The first important factor is taking your time in making an important decision. This contrasts with making a snap decision, which doesn't consider the potential consequences of that decision. The second component part is incorporating both the head, also known as the mind, and the heart in making decisions or judgments. Utilizing rational thought involves using relevant information available that relates to the subject matter at hand. Moral and ethical decisions should rely on God's word to determine the appropriate decision, and God has much to say about this in the Bible. The heart has a role to play as well. How we feel about a matter is important because we are emotional beings as God is. Acting out of love, compassion, and how these decisions affect others is an important aspect of discernment. A Christian's discernment is always grounded in the will of God. There are spiritual senses as well as those that are natural. There is a spiritual eye, a spiritual appetite, a spiritual taste. The spirit in man has its sensations as well as the body. Sin can create spiritual insensitivity, but God's grace can restore a right spirit to the individual. It is by use and exercise that these senses are restored, improved, made quicker, and stronger, producing the sweetness of what is good and true. Bitterness, on the other hand, is the result of what is false and evil, which sin produces. Let's look at a scripture found in Hebrews 5:14 that expounds upon this point. Hebrews 5, verse 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Exercising our senses is a metaphor using physical exercise as an example of how to develop our spiritual senses. When we exercise grace to others, forgiveness, mercy, and obedience to God's word, we are doing what is pleasing to God. The more we do these things, the easier it becomes to do them, and we've created a habit. When we fail to do these things, it's provoking to God. Proper discernment is acquired using godly wisdom, which helps us determine what is useful or hurtful to our very being. God's wisdom resides in the Word of God, in the Bible. Therefore, it should be a part of our daily bread. We nourish our bodies daily with physical food, and it's important to nourish our spiritual side with food as well. And this food would be the Word of God. Hebrews 4, verse 12 has this to say about the Word of God. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The Word of God penetrates to the intimate knowledge of man's feelings and thoughts, dividing between the spiritual and the carnal nature of man. Through this reflective process, we become able to identify those attributes that we need to eliminate. By discerning what resides in our heart and mind, we can determine what sin needs to be removed from these areas and can seek help from God to extricate them from our hearts and minds. This is a process that always helps us. But as we focus on the days of unleavened bread and putting sin out of our lives, discernment can be a very useful process in self-reflection. Discernment using God's word can help us identify falsehoods that may exist within our society, thinking errors in our own minds, and even false teachings that may be promoted by those who might try to promote lies for their own personal gain. The present-day Church of God has already experienced this type of effort, and it will no doubt once again. So we need to have proper discernment, brethren, to avoid such trappings. The early church experienced similar attacks, and Satan often inspires such insurrections. So we must always be on guard, using the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, to discern truth from falsehood. Adam Clark's commentary has this to say regarding this sword. This sword of the Spirit has the ability to recall Scripture on the proper occasion, and especially in times of temptation and trial. It has a wonderful tendency to cut in pieces the snares of the adversary. In God's word, a genuine Christian may have unlimited confidence and to every purpose to which it is applicable. It may be brought with the greatest effort. Now John, in 1 John 4:1, warns us of potential threats when he states the following. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. Timothy also addresses this issue in 1 Timothy 4:1 when he says something very similar. The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Brethren, these scriptures warn of external negative influences, but there are internal thoughts, ideas, beliefs that can be false as well. These can distress us, lead us to wrong conclusions about ourselves or others, and lead to wrong choices and sin. Remember, Satan is the prince of the power of the air, as Scripture warns us, and we can pick up on his negative messages and come to believe they are our own, or come to believe that they're true. This is once again where God's word plays such an important role in discerning what is true and what is false. This is what Christ did when he was tempted by Satan. Christ challenged Satan's lies with the truth, the word of God. We have the same sword that Christ used to combat our enemy. During trying times, Satan can use discouragement to undermine the hope and trust that we have that God will see us through, as he always has done for God's people. So, brethren, in conclusion, as we approach the days of unleavened bread, let's nourish our spirit daily with the bread of life, God's word. And in so doing, we will be wise and able to discern truth from falsehood, wherever it may exist. We will be able to let God's word help us to identify the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that we need to eliminate to become more like our elder brother, Jesus Christ. Paul left us these encouraging words found in Philippians 1, verses 9 and 10. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. So, brethren, let's use God's word daily to help us to identify what is excellent, what is true, and what we need to eliminate from our lives, and how to strengthen our faith in God during these trying times.